Okay, Shalom Uvracha to everybody again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh class learning. As always, we are learning the Zecher Nishmasa and the Ilui Nishmasa, Chayesh Brin Sabas Avraham Allah HaShalom, the Shalom Shalav Zichus Aliyah and Zechir Latova, and the merit of these Devarei Torah. And we thank the family very, very much for their generous sponsorship of today's Shir, the Zecher Chayesh Brin Sabas Avraham Allah HaShalom. Divrei Torah should be in the family only Zechus Tova, Besuras Tovas, good health, Nachas Mibanim, Bnei Banim, Arbias God Tzedek. Let's get into our learning. So we are, of course, talking about Shabbos Kodesh. For your reference, where are we up to in the Sefer, after Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh, we're up to page 74, the middle of page 74 in the Sefer. And the last thing that we spoke about is that every Yom Tov has a special mitzvah. Every Yom Tov has a tam or a flavor. Shabbos doesn't. So, for example, we're all coming up to Pesach very, very soon. Be'ezer Hashem, Shabbos from Baruch Hamosh Chodesh Nisan, of course. So what is the flavor? What is the symbolism? What are the mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Morer, Arbakosos, Leil Seder, Charosas, Shavuos, is Matzah and Torah, Bikurim, when it comes to Shabbos, there's no external chefetz mitzvah. There's no object of the mitzvah that makes Shabbos special. Shabbos itself is Shabbos, and that is where the whole inherent holiness of Shabbos comes from. Shabbos itself. So I'm going to Rav Shimshon Pinkus, page 74, top of the Sefer. What is the basic difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, says Rav Pinkus? Each holiday has a special mitzvah. Well, Shabbos does not. Pesach has matzah. Rosh Hashanah has shofar, Yom Kippur is fasting, Teshuvah, Sukkos, it has the sukkah and the lulav. All of these mitzvahs are like an engine, and just like an engine makes the car go, these mitzvahs are the engine that generate the kedusha of the festival. Matzah is called lechem demei menusa, the bread of faith, the bread that brings a person to amunah. The sound of the shofar penetrates the depths of our neshama and affects us, and so on and so forth. But Shabbos has none of these. I'm recapping. I know we did this last time. I'd just like to recap since we meet every other week, so we all know where we are up to. But Shabbos has none of these. The very word Shabbos is derived from the word shavisa, which we say many, many times. Shavisa simply means cessation from activity. So that's what Shabbos is. It's a chag of matzah. So it tells you what the chag is. It's a chag of eating matzah. Chag of sukkos tells you. It's a chag of sitting in the sukkah. Yom Kippurim. It's a day where we're involved in actions that bring us to atonement. Shabbos just means shavisa, cessation. If we were to define the essence of Shabbos, we would point to this word. What is it? Shabbos is the absence of everything else. Shabbos is cessation of the activity that preceded it. And that's the definition of Shabbos. So if there's nothing else on Shabbos, what does that mean? There's only one thing that's left on Shabbos. And that is a kosh rechu. Now we come to the new material. We have not done this yet. That was just a recap, so we're all on the same page, pun is intended. However, Yom Tov is compared to a picture. Just like each picture, each painting has its own beautiful scene. So Yom Tov, each one has its own beautiful scene. Not Shabbos. Shabbos, says Rav Pinkus, is like a mirror. A mirror does not have content of its own, quote, but Shabbos is like a mirror. It has no content of its own. What do you see if you look in the mirror? What you see is yourself. Whatever you hold up to the mirror, that is what's reflected by the mirror. That's what Shabbos is. Every other Yom Tov, you could say, is like a window. He doesn't write that here, but I'm going to say that. Every other Yom Tov is like a window. When you look in a window, you're going to see something. You're not going to see yourself. I'm not talking about if there's a reflection in the pane, okay? It's non-reflective glass. When you look through a window, what you're going to see is what's behind the window. That's not a reflection of you. That's whatever's inside, you're going to see. So Yom Tov is like a window. You're looking to the essence of what Yom Tov is. But Shabbos, he says, is a mirror. What is a mirror? A mirror reflects what is held in front of it. A mirror doesn't have a personality, a life, a definition of its own. A mirror is a reflection. Shabbos Kodesh is like a mirror. It has no content of its own. Shabbos is a day in which the whole world ceases. There's no plowing. There's no cooking. There's no writing. There's no melechas machshavas. And when everything stops, what is the mirror reflecting? Hashem. Exclamation mark. On this day, there is no world. There's no window. It's not a window to the world. It's not a window. There's a mirror. And what does it reflect? One thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's only Hashem. Therefore, the mirror of Shabbos reflects Hashem. That's why we say that Shabbos is the day of Hashem. So this reminded me, for anybody familiar with Binyan HaMishkan, when we read about mirrors, this reminded me very clearly. I'm going to screen share it with you. I'm just getting it up on the screen for you. Shemos Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Ches. It's Parshas Vayakal. The Mishkan is being built. It's Parshas Vayakha, and the Mishkan is being built. Truma Tetzav in the beginning of Kitisa are the command to build the Mishkan. And Parshas Vayakha, and Pekudei, I should say, are the putting up of the Mishkan. So I'm going to screen share with you. Right here. Okay, so Nancy, you're pretty much the only person I could see. Can you see that, my man, Shmos 38? Yeah, okay, thank you so much. So here we are. This is Shmos Perek Lamed Ches Pasuk Ches. So when we talk about a mirror reflecting what is held up to the mirror, that means that the mirror of Shabbos is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because there's nothing else left. There's no window. There's no matzah, there's no mora, there's no charosis, there's no hasebo by the Arba Kozos. There's no matzah and Torah, flowers on the mountain, kol shofar holich v'chazek ma'od, Moshe, the bear, v'alkimi, and enu v'kol. No. There's no shofar. There's no fasting. There's no kaparos. What is there? Nothing. When there's nothing, what is there? Ein omilvado. There's nothing besides for Hashem. So what is there when you hold up a mirror to Shabbos? Onei kosh v'achu. Imagine the power of what Shabbos is. So this, of course, reminds me of the mirror of the woman's. Mirrors have a very prominent place in Binyan HaMishkan, and I think that's very interesting, because if you recall, the whole chapter before this section on what is the essence of Shabbos is really Shabbos is compared to the Beit HaMikdash. If you remember, we went through all the parts of Shabbos have a parallel in the Beit HaMikdash. So on Shabbos we set a table, whether you just set or not, I don't know, the day is getting longer, this man is after 7 o'clock, but on Shabbos we set a table for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Mishkan there was the Shulchan, we put out Lacham Mishnah, and in the Mishkan there was Lacham Hapanim. We light Shabbos candles. They had the menorah. We dress in Shabbos clothing. The Kohanim dressed in special big day kahuna. Neither in Torah and Shabbos, there was an Aron Kodesh which has the Torah. So we see that Shabbos has a strong parallel in Mishkan. What's so interesting is we're adding another idea, which is something I never thought of before, and that is the mirrors. When we talk about the parallels between Mishkan and Shabbos, they're very, very clear, because Shabbos is our Mikdash Ma'ah. Shabbos is how we bring Kodesh Baruch Hu down into our homes. The Mishkan was, the purpose was to bring Kodesh Baruch Hu down. How do we do that today? We don't have a Beit HaMikdash today. When we observe properly, honor properly, and love Shabbos, we are bringing Kodesh Baruch Hu down into our homes. So there are so many parallels between Shabbos and Mishkan. And Soloveitchik says, if you remember, and I quote, the Jew who prepares properly for Shabbos is like the Jew who is preparing to enter the temple 2,000 years ago. That's what the Rav says. The Jew who prepares properly for Shabbos is like the Jew who is entering the temple 2,000 years ago. That's in the Sefer Darush, Darash, Yosef, from Soloveitchik on the Parsha. So therefore, Mishkan and Shabbos are equated, even though we don't have the Beit HaMikdash anymore, we have Shabbos. That gives us a taste of the Beit HaMikdash. Here's another parallel, something I never thought of. Shimshon Pinkus is saying further that Shabbos is a mirror. Wow. The Mishkan, an integral part of the construction of Mishkan, was mirrors. And just like Shabbos only reflects Hashem because there's nothing else to see, there's no window into a different world. There's only a mirror. What is Shabbos reflecting? Kodesh Baruch Hu. What were the mirrors of the Mishkan? So the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Vayakal, Shemos Perek Lamechas Pasachas, which you told me you could see on my screen, it's right here. Vayasis Hakir Nechoshes Veschanu Lechoshes B'maras Hotzovas Hoshotzav L'Pesach O'Moed. This is also very beautiful, not only because it compares to the mirror of Shabbos to the mirror of Mishkan, the Shechina of Shabbos and the Shechina of Mishkan, but it's also extremely apropos for Shabbos Mubarachim Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because this Rashi is based on the Gemara from Masechah Sota Yeralef Amud Beis. And there the Gemara speaks about Bishar Nashim Tzidkanius, but also Ador Negali Shom Mitzrayim. You want to know what the mirror of Pesach is? The Jewish women who effected redemption. The Gemara says explicitly, in the reward and the merit of the righteous woman of that generation, Israel was redeemed from Egypt. So who effected the entire Geulas Mitzrayim? The Nashim Tzidkanius. My man gave up. We know that. Amram stood up and divorced his wife. He said, L'shavanu amelim. So to Yud Aleph. Yerbeis, Amin Av. Amram said, there's no point in continuing Klai Yisrael. The woman said, what? There's no point in continuing Klai Yisrael. His daughter said, Abba, you're worse than Paro. Zereshcha Kashar Mishal Paro. There's a Jewish woman who never gave up. So what is the mirror of Pesach? The window into Pesach. The window is you look inside and you see a Seder table set. And you see Matzah, Dvarlachim Sha'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe, and you see Ma'arva, your Ma'arves Chayim, and you see Charoses, Bechomer Bilavadim, and you see salty water, to remember the tears of the Jewish slaves, you see the tears corresponding to their outcry, their hysterical outcry. We use red blood, rewind that. Rahman son, that's what Umas Olam said for generations, blood libel, everyone knows what they mean. We use red wine because it corresponds to the blood. What did they want to do? They wanted to, they attempted to destroy the blood of Kai. So Hashem says, but the Ma'i Chai, Varlech, Varach, Mispasach, but the Ma'i, it's from Michasko, we say it in Magid. Amar, but the Ma'i Chai, Varmarlech, but the Ma'i Chai. That's all the window into Pesach. But what's the mirror? The faith of the Bnei Yisrael. If you hold up a mirror, the Chag HaPasach. The window shows you all the mitzvahs of the Yom. We remove the chametz, we eat the matzah, but the mirror of Pasach is the moon of the Jewish woman. And the Gemara tells us very clearly, so to Yer Aleph through Yer Beis, that when the men gave up, it was a woman who ensured Klai Yisrael would keep going. How? Through the use of mirrors. But you could say that the mirror reflects both the moon of Klai Yisrael, and it also reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. And it was these mirrors that were used for Mishkan. And here Pinchas is telling us that Shabbos is a mirror as well. So we have another parallel. Big Day Kuhuna, Shabbos clothing. Shulchan, Shabbos table. Machem Apanim, Lechem Mishnah. Menorah, the Shabbos licht that you light when Shabbos comes in. Aaron Kodesh, learning Torah on Shabbos. But there is another, the Mizbech Ola, we serve meat and wine. Nisach HaYayin on Mizbech HaOla, and the tasty meats. The Kohen would have a part, the Baal Korban would have a part, part to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have meat and wine on Shabbos. But however, there's something more than that. There are mirrors. There's another parallel. Shabbos is a mirror. What's the mirror of Shabbos? What's reflected? Only a Shabbos, nothing else. What's the mirror of Mishkan? The Jewish women. And the Jewish women say, Shasani Kirtzon, Hashem made me so in touch with His will. The Jewish woman is a reflection of the Shechinah through her Amunah. So we see that mirrors are the essence of Shabbos, and mirrors are the foundation of the Amunah of the woman that affected redemption, that formed the Kiyar. So in the Mishkan, there was a Kli called the Kiyar. The Kiyar was outside the Ohamoid. When you enter the Chatzer, the courtyard of the Mishkan was 50 Amos by 100 Amos. And when you entered the Chatzer after the first 50 Amos, the first thing you came to is the Mizbech HaNechoshes, the copper altar. And then between the copper altar and the entrance to the Ohamoid, the Kodesh, there was a kiyar. The kiyar was a copper laver. It was used for hand washing. The Kohanim, before they served in the Mishkan, had to wash their hands and feet with water from the kiyar. If they did not wash their hands and feet with water from the kiyar, they're actually Chayim Misa B'Dei Shamayim. That's how it wasn't, you know, for hygienic purposes. You could come and maybe they took a shower before they came. They went to the mikvah. I don't know. They had to wash because it was a sanctification process. It was a tahara. And specifically, what was the kiyar made of? It was copper. Mizbech HaNechoshes, Mizbech HaOla was also copper. The beams in the chatzer were copper. The hooks and the middle covering, the ohel, the mishkan, ohel mechzeh, yeah, the middle covering of the goat hairs, the hooks were copper. So there were different things in the mishkan that were constructed from copper. The kiyar was constructed from copper. Where did they get the copper for the kiyar from? So the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Vayakel, and keep in mind this is so apropos for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Vayas es hakiyar nechoshas, veis chanu nechoshas, bermar asotzovas ashotzovu pasuch ha'amoid. And he, Bezalel, was the master craftsman, was his helper, Oliyev, and he made the kiyar of copper, and it's a base, the pedestal of copper. You know, sometimes they'll have the, excuse me, you go into facilities, and you see a top has a basin, and then there's a pedestal sink. So that's what the kiyar was, excuse me. Ayaz is a kiyar nechoshas, the kiyar, the laver part, the sink was made from copper, eskano nechoshas, and the base was made from copper. Bimaros etzavos, ashotzavu pasach ha'amoy, with the mirrors of the women who congregated at the entrance to the tent of meeting. That's a kirashi. Shabbos is a mirror. Mishkan is founded on the Amun of the Bnei Yisrael, represented in the mirrors. Shabbos reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mirrors of the woman reflect the Amun in every generation of the women who never give up. Unlike the man who said, the Shav Anu Amelim, Amad V'Gerish Es Ishto, Amdu kulam v'gerish v'garshos nishosei. The man said, what? This is pointless. We're going to stop Kali Yisrael. They all divorced their wives, so new Jewish children should not be brought into the world. And Amram the God of Dor, says the Gemara, so to your base, Av did this. All the men did the same thing. So there's not going to be any more Kali Yisrael. His daughter came to him and she said, Av, Xereska Kasher Mishal Paro. You're worse than Paro. That's what his daughter said, Paro, meeting Miriam. Paro decreed on the males, you decreed on the males and the females. Paro decreed only on Olam Haza, you decreed Olam Haza and Olam Haba. You don't let the Neshama fill its tafket. Paro's a Rasha. Shafik Xerasho Miskemes, Shafo in Miskemes. Ata Tzadik, Vadai Xerasho Miskemes. Paro is a Rasha. Maybe his decree will be upheld, maybe it won't be, to throw the babies into the river. You're a tzaddik. Hashem has to listen to you, so to speak. Tzaddik goes away, Kosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. Of course your decree will be fulfilled. So what did Amram do? He listened to his daughter. Halach ba'atzos bito. He listened to his daughter. He remarried his wife. And you know who was born? Moshe. Why was Moshe born? Because of the amunah of the women. Why were Kali Yisrael redeemed from Egypt? Because of the amunah of the women. What do the mirrors of Mishkan represent? The amunah pshuta of the women of Benos Yisrael who never give up. And you could say now that if the mirrors of Shabbos reflect the Kodesh Baruch Hu, because there's nothing else on Shabbos, maybe also the mirrors of Shabbos are a reflection of these first mirrors. Maybe the mirrors of Shabbos represent the Jewish mothers, the Jewish women, and every generation who bring in Shabbos, come what may, no matter what is happening, it is the Jewish women who bring in Shabbos. I was thinking to myself, Abshal and the Vehisha Amda. There's a lot of kashas. What is the Vehisha Amda? Vehisha Amda Lavaseinu Velanu, beginning of Magid, you lift the cup towards the beginning of Magid. Vehisha Amda Lavaseinu Velanu. It is this that has stood for our forefathers and us. Shalom Echad Bilvar Amar Aleinu Chalaseinu. Not one alone stands up to destroy us. Al Shabachol Dorador Amdim Aleinu Chalaseinu. In each and every generation, they rise to destroy us. Well, Kosh Baruch Hu Matzilinu Miyadam. Kosh Baruch Hu saves us from the hand. So what's the Vehi? It's a big, big kasha. Someone just told me she was listening to Tashir. The Rav Shitzur Rabbi says, because she knows my husband's a descendant of the Rav Shitzur Rabbi, so I thought you would appreciate. She emailed me. Thank you, Malki Sultan, who shared this with me. She was listening to Tashir. I don't remember by who. Vehisha Amda, the Rav Shitzur Rabbi says, is the cup you're holding in your hand, Vehi, this cup of wine, this is what has sustained us in every generation. Because we are distinct, because we are apart, because we don't drink with the nations of the world, because we don't have Yayin Nachri, because this kosher holy wine symbolizes that Knesset Yisrael is separate and distinct. V'hi sh'amda. It is this, our adherence to the halachos, our adherence to kashrus, our adherence to staying separate from the Umas HaOlam, as represented in this kosher cup of wine. This is what sustains us in every generation. That's one pshat to v'hi. Okay? Another pshat to v'hi sh'amda, I was saying, this one's very famous. I don't know the source. I think everyone knows this, but it's worth repeating. The He refers to Torah. It is the Torah that has sustained us in every generation, that even though they want to kill us in each and every generation, and today, it seems the whole world wants to kill us. Today, we know they will never be successful. Never. Look at history. How many times have they tried to root us out? It's never been successful. They will never be successful now. Also, they think they can be. Each one thinks they'll be more successful than the last enemy who tried to destroy us. Knesset Yisrael is forever. The Netzach Netzachim. The He stands for Torah. It is Torah that sustains us in every generation. Vav, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Hey, Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Yod, Aser Sadibros, Aleph, Shmaiso, Shamakan Hashem, Echod. Because we have always clung to the six orders of Mishnah, Vav, Avihi, Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the five books of Moshe, the Hey, Avihi, Yod, the Asaris HaDibros, Matan Torah, the revelation at Sinai, and Aleph, understanding that Hashem is Achad, it is this that has sustained us in each and every generation. So that's two interpretations. The He, says Rav Shitzur Rebbe, the cup of wine that represents the distinct separateness and the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Another famous var, it's the Torah that sustained us. But I was thinking of something else. Perhaps V'hi sh'amda v'seinu v'lanu is referring to the Jewish women. It is she, the Isha Schayo. He, it is, that sounds confusing. V'hi meaning hey yod aleph, V'hi sh'amda. Maybe it means, and it is she, the Jewish mother, who has stood for us in every generation. So, Echad Bilvod Amar Aleinu Chalaseinu, because in each and every generation, the enemy rises up to destroy us, all the way starting from Paro. But it is the Jewish woman who perseveres in every generation. and who ensures that Knesset Yisrael will continue despite the travails we find ourselves in. Vehi sha'amda, lashon nekeva. It is she, the nashim tzidkanios of every generation, who have stood for our forefathers and us, because in every generation they rise to destroy us. But because the Jewish woman, with her faith, manifests through her actions, complete amun and akash baruch Hu. Where do they have tambourines? Svi shal Pasach, seventh day of Pasach, was Kriyas Yamsov. Atikach mirim hanaviya shemos tesvav chaf. Atikach mirim hanaviya achos arnes hatov biyada vatitzina kol nashem echar betupim ubim cholos. Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the tambourine in her hand, and other women went after with tambourines and dances. Shvi shal Pasach, they're singing thank you Hashem for saving us from the Egyptians. They had tambourines. Rashi Taka says, Shmos 15:20. Where did they have tambourines from? They're leaving Egypt. They're taking the matzah. They don't have time to pack leftovers. Grabbing the kids. Where did they have tambourines from? Rashi says, Muftachus hayu tzidkanyo shevedar. Shalkosh baruch hu yasalam nisim votziu tupim imitzrayim. Rashi says that the Jewish women of that generation were so certain HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do miracles, they had so much trust and faith, they took tambourines out of Egypt because they knew they would need to sing Shira and Halal and Hodat Hashem. V'hi sha'amda l'avoseinu v'lanu. It is she, the Jewish mother, who maintains the Jewish woman, who ensures that Klal Yisrael always survive. Obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures Klal Yisrael always survive, but is she is the one to effect redemption. She is the one who sustains us in every generation, and she is the one who will affect redemption. And how does this tie into Shabbos? It ties in so beautifully, because generally it's the Jewish woman who brings Shabbos into her home. I was just teaching a different shiur earlier in the week on Monday evening, and we were talking about personal avodas Hashem, and someone posted on the chat, and she said, even though during COVID it was under lockdown, and she was all alone, she lives in her home alone, and she said, even though I was all alone and it was COVID, she said, I made sure to get dressed every week for Shabbos because it was Shabbos. That's what she wrote. It's unbelievable. It is a Jewish woman in every generation who has so much faith. And that's why Shabbos is a mirror. What's the mirror reflecting? Hashem. But also, perhaps it's reflecting like the mirrors of Mishkan, the Amuna of the Bas Yisrael, who never gives up. So now let's look at this Rashi. It's beautiful. Thank you. Baruch Hashem. Here we go. So this kiyar was made from copper, and the base was made from copper, with the mirrors of the women who congregated at the entrance of the tent of meeting. B'maros HaTzovos, on this side of the screen you see Rashi. So Rashi says, I'm just going to make a pointer actually, so you could follow along with me. One second. Okay, so on this side of the screen, you see Rashi. But Maros HaTzavos, but the mirrors of the women have congregated. B'nos Yisrael ha'yubi adan Maros, shara'os behen k'shehim miskashtos. The B'nos Yisrael, the daughters of Israel. This is Rashi speaking about Shibun Mitzrayim, the Egyptian enslavement. The daughters of Israel had in their hand mirrors that they looked in when they were adorning themselves. Miskashtos, they made themselves look beautiful, however much they could. In Shibun Mitzrayim, a woman always wants to feel good about herself. So they looked in these mirrors to adorn themselves. And when the call went out that we need copper for the Mishkan, the beginning of Parshas Truma, Hashem told Moshe, take the donation from every man whose heart motivates him to give, you shall take my donation. What is the donation you should take? Zahavu kasav unechoshas. Hashem said to Moshe, we need collections. We're building this beautiful sanctuary. We need gold, we need silver, we need copper. So when the call went out, we need copper for the Mishkan. So the Jewish woman said, we have copper. We have copper mirrors. We will bring these mirrors to contribute the Nedivas HaMishkan, to contribute to the Mishkan. V'haya mo'es Moshe behen. V'pnei shasum li'etzer hara. And Moshe thought, wow, I'm going to use these mirrors that are used for the Yetzer Hara. What does a woman use a mirror for? To make herself look more beautiful. Moshe said, this is a Yetzer Hara mirror. I'm not using these mirrors in the base of Mikdash. Moshe rejected them. Mo'es Moshe behen. Moshe said, these are not holy. These are used for the Yetzer Hara. Armado Kosh Baruch Hu Kabel. Ki Elu Chaviven Alay Minako. Kosh Baruch Hu said, no, Moshe, you're wrong. Take them, because these are more precious to me than all. And I always think that this line is a double reference. Elu Chavivin with a Nun Sofis Alay Minako could either be referring to the mirrors are more precious to me than all. But I think it could also mean these women are more precious to me than all. Ke'elu chavivin alai minakah. Shem said to Moshe, take them, meaning take the mirrors. Why? Because these Jewish women are more precious to me than all. Sha'al yedeim hamidu anashim tzevos rabas b'mitzrayim. You think the mirrors are for the Yetzer Hara. The mirrors are the representation of the survival of Kaisha. Of the rebirth of Kaisha. And that's what the mirrors of Shabbos are. The mirrors of Shabbos don't only reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They reflect the eternity of Knesset Yisrael. The Rav says, we have survived 2,000 years without the temple, but we could not have survived 1 week without Shabbos. That's also the same essay in Derosh the Rosh Yosef. We have survived 2,000 years without the temple. Is it good? No. Do we want it to be rebuilt? Yes. Do we daven for every day for Hashem to return to Shechinah to Zion? Of course. Is the Mikdash the key ingredient for our survival? No, because otherwise we wouldn't be here anymore. We would have been destroyed when the Romans destroyed the second temple, so there would be no more Kaisha. So clearly, the Mishkan / Mikdash is not what is responsible for our survival. Is it important? Yes. Do we want to bring the Korban Pasach in 2 weeks, another few days? Yes. Does the Mishkan / Mikdash ensure our survival? No. What does? Shabbos. Says the Rav, we have survived 2,000 years without the Beit Mikdash. We could not have survived at all without Shabbos. Furthermore, the Jew who prepares properly for Shabbos, says Rav, is like the Jew who is prepared to enter the temple 2,000 years ago. So we see that Shabbos is the Mikdash. But it even has a more elevated status than the Mikdash in space, because that's been destroyed in geography, in place. It's a Mikdash of time, of Shabbos, that ensures our survival. But who is responsible for Shabbos? The Jewish women. So perhaps we could say that the mirrors of Shabbos do not only reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they reflect the mirrors of this original Mishkan. And what were those mirrors? Elu chavivin alay min hakol. The Jewish woman is the one who brings in Shabbos every single week. Amish, this woman posted, she said, she lives by herself, and she said that nevertheless, COVID, it was a long lockdown. We remember, it wasn't an easy time. She said she got to, she could have just stayed in her pajamas. Who would see me, she could say. No, she's a bastard son, she's honoring Shabbos Kodesh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was coming to us, and therefore she got dressed every single Shabbos. For who? For herself, for Hashem, for Shabbos. Elu chaviv and alay minakol. You want to reject these women and their mirrors, Moshe? These are the most precious things to me of all. Because through them, these women established hosts, legions, and offspring in Egypt. What happened? And again, I told you, Rashi is based on Sota Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara there gives more details. Rashi generally, to help us understand, it's sort of like cliff notes, excuse me. He's giving you a brief synopsis of the lesson. So usually the source that Rashi's quoting has more information than Rashi tells us. So the further information in the Gemara talks about how the women would go down to the well, W-E-L-L, the well of water. They would take two pails in their hand. They would draw water and fish. Hashem prepared little fish that should be in the water. So they would drop a pail of water, a pail of fish. They would go back to the fire. They would warm the water and cook the fish. And the Rashi doesn't tell you this, the Gemara tells you, and they would take this warm water and these fish down to their husbands in the field. They would anoint or wash, cleanse their husbands with the warm water. They would give them the fish to eat. So through this, the women were sustaining their husbands. So now let's see what Rashi says. Kishayu balei negeim avodas parach. Avodas parach. We talk about this on the El Seder. The husbands were exhausted. They were worn out, weak and weary. From back-breaking labor. That's why you have charoses, bricks. That's why you have maror. That's why you have salty water. The balem where you gave mevodas perach. Those ones were exhausted because of the back-breaking labor. Hayu holchos umolichos lamachol mishna. So what would the women do? They would go and they would take to their husbands food and drink. And I just told you what the Gemara says. Little fish. Maybe it's a reference to why dafka fish. Why does the Gemara specifically say fish? I'm just thinking as I'm speaking. Maybe it's a reference to Yaakov Avinu's bracha. What did Yaakov Avinu say to Ephraim and Menasha? He really said to Yosef about Ephraim and Menasha on his deathbed, Perak Memchas, Habarishas. Yeah. Hamalach Hagol Osimi Korai Vrechas on the Arim, Vikorai Vam Shemi, Vishem of Asaravam, Vyitzak, Vyidgu, Larol Bekar of Hearts. Yaakov Avinu gave the children of Israel a blessing through Ephraim and Asher through Yosef, that the children of Israel shall always multiply like fish, v'yidgu, from the shores dag. Just like fish are so many, just like fish are under the water, and therefore Ein Hara is Eino Shalatas Bahem, just like fish swim in schools. That's how Kaiso should be. We should always be many as fish of the sea. We should always be hidden from the eye of Ayin Hara. And also, we should always have Achdos. Fish swim in schools. It's the lone fish who goes out of the school that's going to be attacked by the shark. When they swim, there's safety in numbers. When they swim by Achdos, that's the greatest protection against their predators. Like, actually, literally, scientifically, I'm saying. Marine biology-wise. They have to swim in schools. The fish that leaves the school is the fish that is fair game for predators. Chayes has to stick together. Should be as many as the fish in the sea. We should be hidden from Ayin Hara, just like the fish are under the water. And finally, we should stick together. Because Achdus is our greatest, Achdus, unity, one, is our greatest weapon against Umas Lom come to destroy us. So Hayu Hachasum Lichasam Mechel Mishta, Jewish women would go, and they would give food and drink to their husbands. And after the husbands ate, and they're not hungry anymore, and they were washed with water, warm water, now, vinothos hamaros. Shabbos is a mirror that reflects Hashem. The Jewish woman also had a mirror. The reflection of their mirror was Amuna. To say that the mirror of Shabbos is all this combined. It reflects the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It reflects the Amuna of the Baas Yisrael. And all of this is the most precious of all to Hashem. They would take the mirror after their husband finished eating. And each of these daughters of Israel, each of these Jewish women, would look at herself and her husband in the mirror. And she would seduce him with words. She would draw him close to her. She would arouse him with words. Lomar, ani na'a mimcha. What did she say? They're taking this mirror. Excuse me, please. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Mahabda bin Abdal. She would flirt with her husband. She would look in the mirror and she would say, ani na'a mimcha. Who's more handsome? She would say, who's more beautiful? Me or you? Looking in the mirror. Remember, all of a sudden he forgot about Wildes Perach. He forgot about Mara, he forgot about babies in the river, he forgot about everything. The only thing he could think about was this beautiful woman next to him, his wife. And through their actions, they made their husbands brought to a state of desire. And that's why Rashi tells us that Moshe did not want these mirrors. I am Mo Ace Moshe, but Moshe, I'm going to put these in the Mishkan, this holy place of God. You know, these mirrors were used for, but Hashem said, what do you say? These are the holiest things in the whole Mishkan. And through this, they would bring their husbands to the point of desire and arousal. Then his kakos to him, and they would have relations. Umis abros, they would become pregnant. Yodosham, and they would have babies there. The Gemara says in Sota, which Rashi doesn't say, in case you're wondering. The Gemara says that there was like Hashem put like boundaries, borders, walls in the fields. So it was bitzanua. It was hatznei lechas imel kecha. The couple was closed off to others in the field. It was not a mass situation in the field, which would be very unsinua. There were borders and boundaries dividing. And this is what the women did. And they understood that that was their tafka, that they had to ensure the continuity of Knesset Yisrael. So just like we've survived 2,000 years without the Beit HaMikdash, but we cannot have survived one week without Shabbos. We have survived 2,000 years without the Beit HaMikdash's mirrors. Well, he could not have survived 1 week without the mirrors of the Amunah of the Jewish woman. The He Sha'am Ba'avaseinu V'lanu, it is the Jewish woman who has stood for our forefathers and us. So Echad Bilvar Amon Aleinu Chalaseinu, because in every generation they rise to destroy us, and perhaps in every generation the men are ready to give up. Kadosh Baruch Hu, manifestation of the female, manifestation of the Shekhinah, which is echoed or mirrored, pun intended, in the Jewish woman, is what saves us in every generation. And so they would bring their husbands to a point of desire through these mirrors, and they would have relations, and they would become pregnant. Umis abros, the yodosham, and they would give birth there. Shanema, like the pasuk says in Shir Shirim, tachas hatapuach, aratzicha, under the apple tree, I aroused you. Maybe that's why we put apples in charoses, because Megaroses represents the mortar and bricks, while the apples represent the sweetness of what the women did to ensure Klal Yisrael would continue. Tachas HaTapuach Artich, no, I mamish think that's maybe why we actually put apples in Chavushas. V'zeh she'ne'emar, and that's what the Pasuk says, b'maras ha'tzavos, and that's why the Pasuk Taka says here, in Parag Lamechaz Pasuk Chaz, that the Kiyar was made from the mirrors of the congregating women, the mirrors of the legions, the mirrors of the host of B'nai Yisrael. V'nasa Kiyar mehem, and the Kiyar was mamish made from these mirrors. Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch writes in his commentary to Chumash, that the mirrors were identifiable and distinguished. In other words, they weren't melted down. The copper that was donated, right? Whatever copper we got, they donated gold, silver, copper. Remember when they left Egypt, they got a lot of material goods. V'shala ish v'shchento megaris besa kei kesev v'kleis agusmas. They asked their neighbors and they got a lot of reparations. And they took out gold and silver and copper and who knows what else, clothing, begadim, smalas. Furthermore, the bizas hayam was very great. Gadol bizas hayam, bizas mitzrayim, shvi shel pasach. The Egyptians would adorn themselves, their armament, their uniforms, as well as their horses, with great jewels. And when they all drowned in the sea, the jewels washed up on the shore of the Reed Sea, and the Bnei Yisrael also took those gold and those jewels and whatever else they had. So when it came time to donate the materials for the Mishkan, how did they cover the Mizbech HaOla in copper? They melted down the copper, and then they covered the wood of the Mizbech HaOla with copper sheets. How did they cover the wooden beams of the Chatzer with copper? They melted down the copper, and they would then make sheets and cover the beams. When it came to the copper of the mirrors, it was different. The mirrors were not melted down. Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch says it was identifiable that it was made of mirrors. So if you came to the Mizbech HaNechoshes, you would just see copper sheets plating the wood. But when you came to the Kiyar, it looked like a mosaic. It was a mosaic of mirrors. Furthermore, a miracle was made. There are a lot of women in Klal Yisrael. A lot. Now we say the Bnei Yisrael are 600,000 at the time of Yitzhiyah Mitzrayim. That's the men between the ages of 20 to 60. There's all the Shevet Levi, all the seniors, all the youth, and all the women. There are a lot of women. So there are a lot of mirrors. So when you think about it, Shlomo Melech, I believe, made 10 kiyarim in his Beit HaMikdash. Now the Mishkan had one kiyar. So let's just try and calculate the logistics. How many mirrors could he put in one kiyar? 20? 30? 40? 50? 100? 200? 500? 1,000? Hundreds of thousands? How many mirrors could he put? Just think about that for a second. A nace happened that also every mirror fit. It was a huge nace. A lot of nisim in the Mishkan, of course. But that's a big nace. But none of them were rejected. Moshe wanted to reject them, but Hashem said, no, you're not rejecting them. How many mirrors hold up Shabbos? Every Jewish woman, all over the world, who brings in Shabbos. Even if, like that woman told me, she lives alone, she still got dressed for Shabbos. She's adding to the Kedusha of Knesset Yisrael. Why? Because it's about her relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not for guests. Not for show, not for society, because she understands that it is the koach of Shabbos that ensures our survival. And as a Bas Yisrael, she's going to honor Shabbos the way Shabbos is meant to be honored. It's unbelievable. How many mirrors of Shabbos hold up Klal Yisrael? Until infinity. However many Jewish women there are expressing their bitachon and emunah in Shabbos' Me'ein Olam Haba, that's what's going to hold up. Knesset Yisrael. And it was these mirrors of these women and their emunah and their bitachon that held up Knesset Yisrael. The Nasa Kiyar Mehem, the Kiyar was mamish made from these mirrors, says Rashi, Shahu Lasum Shalom Ben Ish Lishto. This is another parallel to Shabbos. The Kiyar was made for Shalom Bayis by the Sota, Parshas Naso, Bamidbar Parakei, a woman who is suspected of being unfaithful to her husband, was brought to the Beit HaMikdash, suspected, we don't know yet. She has to undergo a process of being tested with the Sota waters, Mayim Arum, waters that illuminate. And part of the process of her being tested, they uncovered her hair, they make her walk around temple grounds, they make her dizzy, they want her to confess. But they give her water from the kior with some dust from the floor of the Beit HaMikdash with the Shem HaMeforash written on a parchment dissolved inside. And then she drinks it. If she is a righteous woman, she will banim kasherim, she goes back to her husband. If she taka was guilty of the sin, then both she and the man that she sinned with will both die from these waters. But the purpose of the kior and its waters, it held water, was to actually bring shalom between husband and wife. It was for shalom bayis. Shabbos is also to bring shalom. Shabbos is for shalom bayis. That's why we say, remember what Pinchas said a few pages ago. Shabbat shalom, he said, is not a modern invention. Where was it? It was here. It's on page 70. The Shabbos is meant to unify the family. There's a specific halach of shalom on Shabbos. The greeting of Shabbat shalom is not a product of modern Hebrew. I'm on page 70. It has a source in Chazal. When Shabbos commences, one says shalom. When it departs, we say Shabbos is not a day for crying out. Dual and shalom. So we see another parallel between the kiyor and the mirrors on Shabbos. Just like the kiyor brought shalom ben ish li ishto, Shabbos is also meant to bring. We have to make sure we cultivate an aura of shalom. We have to think of these righteous women who affected redemption and their mirrors. And we have to think, what is our mirror of Shabbos affecting? Your mirror of Shabbos is going to affect you. So what do I want my reflection to look like? Frazzled, hairy, tense, impatient, trying to get things done? Or am I radiating an aura of amunam bitachon and calmness? It's not so easy sometimes. And what does my mirror of Shabbos reflect? We know what these mirrors reflected. And there, Hashem says, Kabel ki elu chavivin alayim minakol. These are more precious to me than everything. What does your mirror of Shabbos look like? Because it's the Jewish women who ensure the survival from Egypt till today. And it's the Jewish women of today until Bias Kol Tzedek will ensure survival. Gemara says explicitly, B'shar Nashim T'kayis B'osu Adon Yigalis V'mitzvayim. The Hisha Amdal of Hashem Yivilanu. It is a Jewish woman who has sustained her forefathers in us. And it is her tenacity of faith, that is her spirit, is her amunah, is her bitachon, and it's her shmir Shabbos that ensures, because she is the mirror of Kalisha. And the kiyor is made for shalom, just like Shabbos is shalom. A woman who was enclosed, who was warned that she was enclosed with another man, she drinks water from the kiyor, and if she's righteous, she will banim kasherim. She says, don't think it was melted down copper. These were literally mirrors. You should know they were maros mamish. Mamish mirrors. Because it says in Parshas Pekudei, it tells you in Parshas Pekudei how much copper they collected. However, the kiyor was not counted in that count. In Parshas Pekudei, it says the grand total of all the copper we collected was X amount. I don't know what it is. I don't have a chumash in front of me. And we made from it the copper altar, and the copper hooks, and the copper pillars, and the beams and the sockets. But the kiyor's copper is not part of that tally. It was a separate count. It was kiyor from the woman's mirrors. That was it. And Shabbos is a mirror. And Mishkan is a mirror. And Mishkan is the mirror of the moon of the Benos Yisrael. And Shabbos is a mirror of not only a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shabbos is a mirror of what you are on Shabbos. And the kiyor is not counted in that grand tally of copper. To teach you that the copper of the kiyor was not from the copper of all the other contributions. It was a separate tally. How appropriate. I just thought of something nice. Just like the women are not counted in the 600,000, they are separate. Their mirrors were not counted with all the other copper. Their mirrors remained separate. This is what Rabbi Tenchuma says. V'kein tirgim unklus. Unklus says, what are marasot tzavos? B'mechzayas nashaya. The mirror of the woman. B'mechzayas to see nashaya of the woman. V'hu targum shamaras. And that is a targum of marus. Marios. Belaz in old French. Marios, which today we call mirrors. You could see that this word says mirrors. Okay. So you see that in every generation, it is the righteous woman who sustains us. It is v'hisha amdalavasin v'ilanu. And when we talk about Shabbos having a mirror, it's not a window, it's a mirror. Pesach also is a mirror. Pesach has a window, matzah, maror, leil seder, dipping, reclining, haggadah. But Pesach also is a mirror. What mirror does it have? It has a mirror of what you make it to be. It has a mirror of the Bnei Yisrael and their amunah. And that's the Yishu Amdah. And that's what we recreate every single week on Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos is for Shalom, and Shabbos is a mirror. Just like the Kiyar was a mirror, and just like the Kiyar was Shalom. So the mirror of Shabbos is not only a Kodesh Baruch Hu's reflection, which it is, but it should be mechazek all of us. It reflects who we are and what we are. The aim be Yisrael, Aleph Mem, Eliyahu Melech HaMashiach, and the mirror of the righteous woman. In every generation, we were sustained, we will be sustained. The Geula will come, and it will come through our keeping Shabbos, because we are the mirror of Shabbos Kodesh. Thank you so much, everybody. A Shabbos Shalom. A beautiful Shabbos, and Be'ezer Hashem, a Chodesh Nisa, not only the Tova, of a Chodesh Nisa, of Geula, Bekar, the Shur, Shabbos, Shchus, the Aliyah, Hashem, of Chai, Shprinz, of Bas Avram, Allah, Hashem, Kol Tov, and thank you to all the Shabbos.